You are tuning in to our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week here on Clifton Health On Air.
This is episode 6, Emergency Preparedness.
Hope you enjoy!
Hello everyone, this is John Beagle. I am the Health Officer and the Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Clifton. I just want to wish everybody a happy National Public Health Week. I want to thank all those public health professionals that serve, whether it be the City of Clifton, State of New Jersey, or around the country, around the world. Thank you for what you do and for keeping people safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And welcome to our National Public Health Week podcast series. Today's daily theme is about emergency preparedness. And today with us, we welcome Casey Molnar, Infectious Disease Preparedness Generalist. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming back. If those of you are just listening because it's National Public Health Week, this is Clifton Health On Air, and we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey, where we are located 12 miles west of New York City. So today's daily theme is emergency preparedness, and so the American Public Health Association defines emergency preparedness as unexpected events such as power outages and natural disasters like earthquakes and hurricanes can happen without a moment's notice. This is why being ready for emergencies is crucial. Emergency preparedness is exactly what it sounds like. It involves planning, having supplies on hand, and knowing how to stay safe during an emergency. So, Casey, tell us, how can we be prepared for an emergency?
So, you actually mentioned something that's super vital, which is supplies. So, I'm going to talk about the emergency supply kit, or what I like to call a bug-out bag. And basically, a bug-out bag, or your supply kit, is a backpack or a tub of vital things that you need to survive an emergency. So, that includes water, non-perishable foods like granola bars and cans. Make sure you bring a can opener. That's super important.
Yep.
First aid supplies like bandages, a flashlight with extra batteries, toilet paper, pad and paper for phone numbers or notes, a blanket, whether it's a sleeping bag or just a fleece blanket, something to keep you warm, extra pair of clothes like sweatpants, socks, underwear, tools. A lot of people don't think about tools, but like a wrench and a screwdriver will get you a long way during an emergency. Hygiene items like deodorant, soap, and a good thing too is a whistle or something that makes a lot of noise to signal for help if you need to. So like if you are trapped in a car or in the middle of the woods, you blow the whistle, somebody will find you. Cash is also a good thing to have. 9 times out of 10 when there's an emergency, power's out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you only have a card on hand and they can't use your card and you need supplies, cash, a couple bucks just to get you either another tank of gas or some more water. Good to
just
have cash
to get
on you.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. And something really important too is games or cards, something that takes your mind off of what's going on. Because you can sit and watch the news, listen to the news, and all it does is heighten stress.
Mm-hmm.
Things like card games, books, to kind of distract you for a little bit.
Would you recommend a radio or anything?
Yeah, so radios, especially like emergency weather radios, those are great, like your old-time radios where you can dial into stuff. Those are good to get in to
yes,
exactly.
Those are good.
They're
good.
You
have to remember how to use those.
Yes. You can actually, they have radios that are battery-operated. Again, you want things that can be battery-operated because when you have no power, you can't charge. Which brings me to my next point of making sure all your electronic devices are charged.
Mm-hmm.
So phones, tablets, iPads, laptops, you have them. And portable chargers are your best friends because they last long and can do a quick charge. And also making sure you have chargers inside your cars for all your devices.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have power in the house or wherever you're staying, you can turn your car on for a little bit and charge your devices. Another thing that's really important, which I think a lot of people overlook, is medications that you take on a daily. Whether it's, you know, simple over-the-counter pain meds or prescriptions, it's important to have another week's worth is a good key indicator, a week's worth of medication ready to go in that bug-out bag.
Okay. And is there any specific organizations we can turn to if there is an emergency
yeah.
Happening?
So a lot of times, if there is an emergency, the American Red Cross is a great place to find more information on how to prepare yourself and where shelters are open in your local area. Also, a good place to get more information is ready.gov. Ready.gov is part of FEMA's emergency preparedness, and they have a whole bunch of information of getting a plan together with your family, making your survival kits and your supply bags, and having everything ready for and if things happen. A big thing, too, is a lot of us have pets, and a lot of our pets are our family members. So we want to make sure that when we are creating our supply kits, we make sure we have stuff for our pets. So things like extra food, toys for them, blankets for them, crates, if you have crates, whether it's for your cats or your dogs or your birds, whatever, something that can contain them so that if you do need to go to a shelter, they're contained. First aid kit for your dog, too. They can't use regular human bandages, so things like gauze and medical tape to help bandage them up is helpful. And if your dog is on any medications, to bring those too.
Yeah. Can't forget about our furry friends.
Absolutely. And then actually...
Or feathery.
And feathery. Furry, feathery. Hair. Scaly.
Scaly.
And another thing too is when you are creating your supply kit, think about the members of the household. Think about their age range. So if you have elderly parents or grandparents or infants, they're going to have different requirements than... you know, a younger brother or an adult in the house. So things like having extra formula or bottles or a walker or wheelchair for your elderly or whoever needs it, those are important things to have. And the biggest thing, too, with a bug out bag or survival kit is the location of where it is. You want it to be somewhere that when you're evacuating, it's a quick pickup, whether it's right by, like, your front door, in a closet, or somewhere in a basement where you can tell somebody, hey, the survival bag's down there, make sure you grab it on the way out. And it's labeled. You know, each person in the family should have their own bag with their own supplies. Again, clothes, socks, medications, just so that you have it. And water. A lot of times we don't remember water. Water. Drink as much water as your body needs. Don't ration unless you're told to.
Okay. All right, awesome. And so, do you think it's a good opportunity to create a plan with the family just so they know where all these designated locations are?
Absolutely. Okay. Planning is a huge part of emergency preparedness, not only for the kit, but also when you have to evacuate, where is the meeting point for the family? Are we meeting down the road? Are we meeting at somebody else's house? So that when all the chaos stops, you can account for everybody being where they need to be.
Awesome. Is there any local emergency alert systems that we have in the city?
Yes. So the city of Clifton has what we call Smart 911, or also known as RAVE Alert Smart 911. And for those of you that actually signed up with the Swift 911 program, it's the same thing. And what it does is you log in or create an account using your address and your phone number. And what's nice, too, is you can say your preferred language.
Okay.
And what that does is that when emergency alerts are sent out, sent via text and phone call, it'll be in the language that you chose. So it's not just one language. It's in every language that you need. So that we're really extending the amount of people that we're reaching.
And a resident can sign up. If they're not signed up, they can sign up on our website.
Yes. Okay. So... the residents of Clifton can go to cliftonnj.org, and it's going to be on the homepage. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it's going to be called Smart 911.
Okay.
Click that logo. It'll bring you into the page of where you can sign up. And if you're not sure if you already have an account, sign up. It'll say account exists or doesn't, and it'll walk you through it.
Perfect. Is there any final tips you would like to tell our listeners?
Just stay safe, stay alert, and... being prepared is the best way to get yourself through an emergency.
Thank you so much, Casey. We want to say thank you and happy National Public Health Week. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Tune into our podcast every day this week for a new episode of our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website, www.cliftonnj.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And as we do before we leave every day, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?